Optimism among the nation's young farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, despite the continuing decline of the number of young farmers and ranchers, there's still optimism for their future. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller reports.
Every year, the American Farm Bureau Federation surveys young farmers and ranchers at a leadership conference for members 18 to 35.
I think the overwhelming sense that this year's survey gives is that we're very optimistic about the future of agriculture. I think that's exciting.
Ben LaCrosse is a cherry, plum, and apple grower from Michigan and chair of the organization's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee. He says that while 87% of those surveyed are more optimistic about their industry than they were 5 years ago, that doesn't mean there aren't significant concerns. Economic challenges top that list.
Prices are strong for agricultural commodities, but we also look at the inputs that it takes to grow that crop, in particular fertilizer and fuel. When the average American consumer goes to the gas station, they're having to pay $3.50 or more for a gallon of gasoline. So we're worried about where the energy prices are going to go, where the fertilizer prices are going to go, the input prices to grow our crops.
And while regulations came in second, the survey shows that 72% say balancing environmental and economic concerns is an important part of their job.
When you look inside those numbers and you see young farmers and ranchers are using conservation tillage on a yearly basis, they're using soil tissue analysis to make sure that they're only putting on the correct amount of crop protection and fertilizer. So the young farmers and ranchers are utilizing these tools to help us grow more food better in a more environmentally sustainable manner.
The survey also shows that the vast majority of young farmers and ranchers use the internet for their business and use social media.
We're engaged in social media and we're willing to answer any question that consumers have for us. So we look forward to connecting with them using those tools.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.